Hey, Chris, this is Gail. How are you this afternoon?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Sounds like you're out in the wind.
I am pretty much everywhere.
Got to get business done, right?
What's that?
You got to get business done, right?
Yes, sure do.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's all right. We can chat while you finish up. So I'm the regional pricing director for the area. Marietta sent you over because we had a listing open up today for handyman services for Poplarville. And she sent you over because we've been looking for one company that we can put into that listing and promote to that first page of Google. And you definitely look like you qualified. You've got an established business and you've got good reviews out there. So she wanted us to chat and see how this would work out. That sound about like your conversation?
Yeah.
Okay, super, super. Now, I'm looking at a Home Advisor listing or Angie listing. Is that still current?
Yes, it is. I'm fixing to drop them, though. I've gotten so many leads, quote-unquote leads, but none of them have panned out to turn into any actual work. I think I just paid a $1,000 bill with them. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've heard that story many times. I'm sorry they got you, too. If it's any consolation, they got me when I was in construction, too. So, in fact, I've got a sticky note on my desk to remind me. They got me for $3,400 one month. It was ugly.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly.
No,
exactly.
They ain't going to... I mean, they talk a good game. Oh, you know, 95% of the... excuse me, that's my other line going off. I've got two phones.
I can
hold on one second.
You can.
Yes, hold on one second.
Hey, let me call you back, okay? Well, I'm done, yeah? Through town, and I'm on Osborne Beach Road right now. All right, love you. Bye.
Okay, sorry about that.
No worries, no worries. So, you know, good news is there's another opportunity, and that's first page of Google, and you definitely look like a good fit for the listing. So the nice thing about being on that first page of Google is that when somebody's looking for handyman services, they find you and they can call you directly. So those leads aren't shared. They come straight to you as a result of people searching for your services. Now, it looks like you do quite a bit of different things. Do you do flooring and doors, roofing? Do you do full-on remodels as well?
Yep, full-on remodels. I do electrical. I do, I'm an ABS certified welder. I weld. I've done cattle gaps. I've done... built custom gates, you name it. The word handyman does not really it applies, but in a spectrum that not a regular handyman applies to. I'm a handyman to have around. Basically
right.
What it means.
Absolutely. Well, and we can definitely use all of those as keywords too, so that, you know, somebody is searching for a bathroom remodel, they can find you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay,
now,
super. Yeah, go ahead.
What's that going to cost me? I'm a stop beating around the bush, tell me what it's going to cost me, and I'll make a decision from there.
You bet, you bet. So let me tell you what we do here so that it makes a little bit more sense and kind of puts it into context for you, too. So our job is putting you on that first page of Google, and what we want to pop up there is your Google business profile, which you've already got going. That's already up. It looks great. You're lacking a website, as far as I can tell, unless there's one out here and I'm just missing it.
Yeah, no, I am lacking a website. I'm designing one right now.
Okay, no worries. That might be something we can help you out with, too. I noticed you've been in business for quite a while, and Mary sent over a request for a legacy business discount. I see why. It's your good reviews and your years in business. So yeah, definitely. So
and I'm also a disabled veteran of 17 years. So.
Okay. Hey, awesome. Thank you for telling me that. Because I've got another promo code I can put in there and get that rate down for you some too. So, excuse me. Our job is getting you on that first page of Google so that when someone's searching for any of your services, flooring, remod, putting up a fence, whatever that may be, drywall repair, they find you. That way, when they've done that search, and you know, people are in a hurry these days, they want whatever it is they want in the moment, their, you know, their whatnot breaks, their door falls off the hinges, they don't know what to do, so they Google right from their phone as they're staring at the door laying on the floor, and they find that one company that is a good fit. And that's, we want them to see you. We want them to see that you've got your Google business profile, you're legit, you've been in business for 12 years, you've got photos, and they tend to do a one-click dial. And so I think you'll find it a lot more palatable than Angie's because you're not sharing those leads and you're not paying for them. So what happens, once we secure the listing for you, Chris, we'll close down the category for the Poplarville area. We actually lock that down for a 50-mile radius. So we won't ever work with any of your competitors that offer any of the same services within a 50-mile radius of you. So yeah, okay. You can see how, yeah, better than sharing all those leads. And we don't sell them to you either. Your price stays the same regardless of whether you have 200 or 500 new calls in a month. It's all the same. So let me go ahead and hit approve on her discount request, and I'm going to add another one in here for veteran as well. So let me look. Oh, I know, Chris, I was going to ask you, are you on Facebook?
I am. I definitely have a very strong Facebook presence.
Fantastic. Okay, so that's the other thing too, is we'll get you featured on Facebook. So I should mention, Google is a big part of it, but the other parts of it are Facebook. So we will run Facebook ads for you, very targeted, and get that phone ringing that way as well. But we'll get you out to quite a few other destinations. So Yelp, MapQuest, Bing, Yahoo. There are about 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to. So we get you out far and wide, which kind of makes you a can't miss. So let me go ahead here. So normally this would retail at $599, but with the discount that Mary asked for, it brings it down to $349. And then I'm going to apply a veteran's discount to you and knock that down a little bit more. So that brings you down to $299 a month. So off of $599. So we shaved off $300 right off the top. And then there's just a one-time $99 setup fee. And then you'll never see that animal again. So today, to take advantage of the listing, it'd be $398. That's first month and the $99 setup fee. And that is a true flat monthly rate. There are no click fees, call fees, taxes, or charges, whatever anybody else might dream of. There are just no extras on there. And that's regardless of whether you're getting 200 or 250 or 500 calls in a month. So those calls all go straight to you. People find you as a result of researching and are getting you on that first page. And they call you directly. So you're not sharing them. We're not sharing it with your competitors. So that all goes to you. We also pride ourselves here on not doing contracts. We give you a terms and conditions that shows what we're going to do, but you're not contractually obligated. We truly do intend to have to do our job every single month to earn your business. What a concept, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. The only thing go ahead.
When I go out to a customer's house, I mean, as you can see from the reviews that I do have, you know, I pride myself on customer satisfaction. I'm not fast, and I tell my customers that up front. I'm slow as molasses running uphill in the wintertime.
Hey, what counts
and
is the
they
result?
They laugh at that. And I said, you'll say two things when I'm done. Thank God he's finally gone, and oh, my gosh, look at this work.
I love
and
it.
They're like, oh, you're full of it. But every single one of them are like, thank God you're finally gone. But oh my gosh. Right now I'm working over in Wiggins right now. And, just built a handicap porch. If you go on my Facebook profile, Locks Handyman Services, I don't know if you can pull that up.
Yeah,
but,
I'm going to go take a look.
We're having fun in Wiggins right now. Go ahead and pull that up and you'll see the quality of work that we're doing over there.
There it is.
And it was a full tear out and.
Wow. See, now that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's what people need to see more of. And that's, so I did, while we were talking, I just got a webpage approved for you. So that means we can build a website for you. But
okay.
We want those photos on your website. Absolutely. That's,
okay.
That's a big deal. I mean, you do good work.
I probably have 300 to 400 websites. There's some of them on there that you can go in there and look. When people go in and they put rounded bull nose or some people call it corner bead. I call it bull nose.
I call it bull nose still too.
You know, typically they go in when they're running the trim on the bottom, they go in 22.5, 22.5, 22.5, and then it's still too boxy for me. My OCD kicks in. I say,
beautiful. I'm looking at your beautiful, beautiful corner there. I mean, that is, man, it looks like you molded it. It's so gorgeous. That's good work.
Well, believe it or not,
really,
it's CA glue. It's 8 different cuts. That CA glue has an activator on it. When you spray the glue on and then spray the activator on the other side, it sets up within 3 seconds, and it's 8,000 pounds per square inch.
Wow.
I have never had, and that's actually real wood that you're looking at, painted real wood.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, and you know, I saw so many hack jobs. I walked in on a guy. He was putting tile in a shower. He said, "Yeah, look how good this is." And I look at it, and the grout lines are crooked as heck. No, Todd. Sorry, Todd. That doesn't work. I made him rip the whole thing out. I had to pay for new tile. I mean, I lost my butt on it, but it was right when it was done because that wasn't going to stand. I don't do crooked grout lines. And
no.
I've seen nasty corners. Oh, my God. That's just beautiful. That's beautiful. Awesome. Okay.
All of the paint, the floors, and the doors that you see in there, I did all of that.
Very
I mean, it was close to an $80,000 remodel in this house. And then the front door that you see with the white trim and everything, that's actually a PVC board, and it's routered. I actually used a router on it.
No kidding. Wow, I got to
zoom
in on that. I've never heard of that before. Routered PVC, that's amazing.
And then the two windows that you see?
Yeah.
With the window sill and everything, I built all of that, and it's all made out of the PVC board.
Wow, I love to see a true craftsman. My husband is a carpenter by trade. He's mostly retired now. He does things around our house. He has a honey-do list now that he's retired from paying work. But we've seen some awful work. So it is a true pleasure to see good work like this. That's amazing. Well, and that's what people need to see. And that's, you know, we'll get that on that web page for you. So that web page, now that I know we can build it for you, it'll be Google compliant. It'll be optimized. It'll have everything that Google needs to grab a hold of that data and put you up on that first page. So we'll build that site and it'll just be done. You won't have to worry about it. And we can use, you know, a domain name of your choosing. I would say something probably like Locks Handyman Services.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Chris, you are definitely, definitely a good fit, and it would be an honor if you would let me put you on that listing today.
How much are we looking at today?
Today would be $398.
That's first month. And how much for y'all to design the website?
Oh, yeah, that's included. That's free. That's about a $300 value. But yeah, we'll build that for you. I got it included. I got it thrown in for you.
Okay.
We get you going.
I know I'm going to regret this.
Oh, no. And in fact,
no,
please,
no.
Please
I'm going to tell you why I say I know I'm going to regret this, because I already have $3.5 million worth of work.
Oh, gosh. Well.
And it's only me.
Oh, goodness. Well, it just seems to me that you can handle it. You just seem like that type of person. Oh, time. You said you're slow. I do want to come back to that, there are no surprises. So we know, realistically, I'm going to be totally upfront. It'll take us 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page.
Okay.
Reason is, we've got programming to do, we've got backlinks to do, we'll get the website built. Then we've got to get all of that over to Google so that they can do their thing, so that they can get you there. So you're not bound to a contract, but I do ask for a verbal commitment that you'll stick me out for 2 months so that I can get you into that second month and actually show you those results. Otherwise, I'm throwing your money away, and I don't want to do that. Make sense?
Well, I got a wife and 8 kids I'm trying to support, and I'm not pulling your leg when I say I literally have 8 kids. Me and my wife have been married for almost 18 years now. And
That's awesome. Yeah. I love big families. I wanted a mess of kids, and then my one and only was so rough, her pregnancy, her delivery, everything. I said, we'll have 4-leggeds, and this 1 2-legged is going to just have to be enough for this body. But yeah, I had dreamed of a huge family. I grew up an only child, but I had cousins that were like brothers and sisters, and I grew up on a farm, and so yeah, I wanted that mess of kids, but it didn't happen. So that's cool, very cool. All right, Chris, let's get you going here. So I've got Christopher, I assume is your full name.
Yes.
All right. And what's your last name, hon?
Lock, L-O-C-K. Actually, we're going to be doing the LLC under my wife's name.
Okay. So will you be the contact person, though?
Yeah, I'll be the contact person.
Okay, super, super. All right. And what's your email address, Chris?
C-J-Lock, L-O-C-K, .C-L. Mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. So I'm going to send you 2 emails. The first one is going to be about our dashboard and analytics. You won't need to do anything with either of these just yet. So our dashboard and analytics, you'll get a login. You'll be able to log in anytime, and you can upload photos for us if you want them added to your website. The keywords we've got you listed for, give us new keywords if you want other words used, and then you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting too. And that's,
okay.
having that data is so important for a business. I mean, just knowing what's coming and going. And then the second email I'm sending over is the exact price that I quoted you, the package I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. Again, so no surprises. And then Chris is 769-717-1227. Is that obviously also your cell, but is that the business line, honey?
That is the business line, and I've got a second number as well.
Okay. Which one would you prefer I use for the business number?
Well, here's the thing. It being cell service, I've got to have 1 Verizon and I've got to have 1 AT&T, because one works where the other one doesn't.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put alternate phone. All right. I'm ready for that other number.
All right. Give me 1 second. I just got it today because where I'm actually working right now, I get no cell service, and my dad's having some health issues with his liver, so I've got to be able to be gotten a hold of.
Sure.
And I don't know if you know what a TIPS procedure is, but he's going to have a TIPS procedure done.
Is that where they remove a portion of the liver?
No, it's actually where they bypass the main artery going to the liver.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because he's actually in end-stage liver failure right now.
Oh, is he on the UNOS list? I hope.
They said he's too old.
Oh, man. I am so sorry. My right, mom...
That,
yeah, go ahead.
That alternate number is 601... 746-7546.
7546. Perfect. Thank you. All right. And you are on Central Time. Okay. And then I've got LOX, which is apostrophe F, Handyman Services. Is there LLC or Inc. behind that?
We are working on getting the LLC.
All right, so I'm going to do that. And then I've got you at 121 Adolph Parker Road, Poplarville, Mississippi, 39470.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect, thank you. Let me get all of that updated quick. And then I'm going to send you a couple of texts. So I'll be the lead on your account. So the first thing I'm going to send you is my contact info. So you've got that in your phone. If you ever have questions or problems, you don't get what you need, whatever, I'm here. So they do keep me on the phones a lot, so if you reach my voicemail, definitely leave me a message and I will call you back.
All
and
right.
Then...
Now, do I have to jump on this today?
No, you mean like the emails and the texts? No. No, don't worry about it.
Well, I mean procuring, you know, because I like to analyze things and think about it and talk to my wife as well.
I got you.
If I could have a day, because I'm trying not to do anything hasty.
Sure.
This has actually blown up so much bigger than I ever anticipated. I never even wanted to even get this big. It was just something to get me out the house because I was in a wheelchair for 4 years.
Wow. Well, good for you for getting up and out. Was that military injury?
Oh, yeah, I fell out of a helicopter 30 foot up, compressed my spine 3/4 inch. There's two operations that I was involved in that are blockbuster movies now.
Wow.
Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg, Navy.
Yeah.
Navy and Army. Let's see, Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg. I was QRF at JBAT when we lost our 27 SEALs. It was 12 Strong with the Horse Soldiers. I was working under JSOC, running intel for those guys.
Wow. Amazing. Well, thank you for your service. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being an American worth fighting for.
I was in the Army, too. I served during peacetime, though, so I mean, I don't have any great stories to tell other than that I loved it, and it's part of what made me who I am today, but nothing like
I was actually going for my 11th deployment.
And good grief,
said,
man. Are you crazy?
Hey, Chief. No, I'm dead serious. They said, hey, Chief, because I was a CW1. I just got picked up for a Chief Warrant Officer. And they said, Chief, you're too messed up. Sorry, man. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
See, you're a pilot then.
No, I actually went to be a pilot, and the aggregate general struck me down. He said, you're 32 years old, you're going to be competing with guys half your age, your evals are phenomenal. I said, sir, have you looked at my PFT scores, APFT scores? He said, no, I don't need to, you're old. And my guy that gave me a letter of recommendation, he said, so you really need to see his APFT scores. And he looked,
wow.
He said, did you a 436-point soldier? I said, yes, sir, I am. I said, it's not a matter if I can hang with the young guys. Can they hang with me?
Yeah, no doubt. Wow, that's amazing. To answer your original question, I got so sidetracked. You've got great stories. So the only... Only thing is, so this, it's an exclusive listing that they just opened up this morning, and they'll close it out. So what happens once you and I disconnect, the team will resume calling, looking for a company to fill the listing with. I just don't want it to slip away. That would be the only reason for getting it done now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and do it. And you said stick with you 2 months, right?
Yes, please. I would appreciate that.
All right. Well, in 2 months. All right.
2 months, at least. You gotta give me 2 months.
I'll give you three.
By then,
you're going to give me my money back? Because basically it's just for a month, because you said 45 days, right?
We don't. There are no refunds, because there will still have been work done on your behalf. By then, you should be on first page, and you'll be seeing your listing up there. But I would totally understand if you canceled at that point. I truly, Chris, I really only need 1% of your trust. I'll be happy to willing to earn the other 99. Not a problem.
Where are you from?
I'm in Colorado, originally from Wisconsin.
You're in Colorado? Okay.
Yeah, but the company.
What part of Colorado?
I'm out on the western slope. It's not on the west side of the state.
Okay, so that would be around Vail and all of that?
Further west, actually. We're kind of.
Further west.
The
really?
Ugly. Yeah, we're out. So do you know where Grand Junction is?
Yes, I do. I know exactly where Grand Junction is. I
awesome.
Used to have campers all across the United States.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm about 90 miles from Grand Junction. Yeah, south of Grand
okay.
Junction. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, right at the foothills of the mountains up there. I absolutely love it. This is my dream place to live. I'm going to die here. Not a doubt.
Well,
there
I
are
like
places.
The gun laws. Some of the other laws that they have, I'm not too keen on, but I like
yeah.
the gun laws.
I hear you. Well, in fact, I just recently retired from firearms instruction, so yeah, I'm absolutely
really?
With you. It got to be too much for my body standing out on the range, and I get such an adrenaline rush just by nature, and then watching the safety of, you know, 12 students at a time, my body was just
so you,
depleted after a weekend. I just,
you were Army, right?
I was, yes.
You were Army, right?
Yep.
So what was your BRM score?
I was ammo supply. I went to Fort Jackson for basic, and then AIT was good.
Yeah, but
golly.
You still had to qualify with a weapon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I was actually out of our company of 400. I was number 3. I didn't have to march back to base that day. I got to fly back into Huey. That's my claim to fame. Oh, I'm so happy.
Well,
my dad was.
We definitely choose some of the same ground, because when I had to go through basic after the Navy,
yeah,
joining the Army, I went through Relaxing Jackson.
Mmm. Nice. I loved it. You know, I went during the summer. I actually went. I did basic between my junior and senior years of high school, so it was.
Oh, nice.
Definitely. Yeah, it was quite the adventure. It was hotter than Hades, though, I tell you.
Oh, yeah. They picked on me. Come on, Seaman. Made me swim the kill zone, singing row, row, row your boat until we got out on the firing range. Then they just looked at me and they said, what did you do in the Navy?
Yeah. Well, and
first
I love...
time up, I shot 40 out of 40.
Nice. Yeah, I love the M16s, man. They are fun to shoot. All right, so let me get back to business and typing here. You've got so many good stories here. I think I could talk to you all day. We could make a cup of coffee last all day long.
Oh no, I mainline coffee. If I could intravenously use it, that would be me. I'm a coffee junkie.
Coffee junkie. Now, Chris,
yep.
I don't need credit card info yet. I just need to know, on the card, is it going to be your name on that card?
Yes, absolutely.
All
and
right.
I actually have it on file already.
We do?
Yep.
How do we do that? I don't see.
Anytime
like, let me just go.
Like the Google Play and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, so we're a Google Premier Channel partner, so we're not privy to any of their credit card info whatsoever. So,
well,
yeah,
okay.
no.
Okay.
Yep, we can't see that.
Okay.
Here, got it. I got to do a couple clicks and ditties and copies and pastes on my end. So I got those emails to you. I got the text. I know what we need next. Next thing I want to do is I want to set up your onboarding call. So we block an hour. It usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. And what it is they're going to go through, make sure that everything I took down for info is correct, double check keywords. We want everything 100% exact before it goes out of here. So it's quality control, and they'll probably pick your brain a little bit more about what goes where. So I'd like to do that as soon as possible. When we take your money, we want to get to work. So if you've got something open Monday, that would be amazing. I've got, let me see, you're on Central. So starting at, well, I guess it would be 10 o'clock your time. I got, let's see, I've got a, no, I don't. What is that? Yeah, I've got an 11. So I'm saying your time. So I've got an 11. I've got a noon. I've got a 1. And then I've got the rest of the days booked up until 5. Did any of those?
Whenever.
What's that?
Y'all can call me whenever.
Okay. Well, I need to put it on their calendar, so I just need to know what works for you.
Monday I'm going to be getting stained and everything. I'm pretty much going to be traveling, so you may have to actually call the alternate line.
Okay.
If you don't get me on this line, call the alternate line.
Gotcha. Can I put you on at 11?
Absolutely.
All right. Perfect. So let me grab that and get you on their calendar. And then I'm going to send you the calendar appointment, too. Do you have access to your email right now by chance, Chris?
I do. I'm actually at a customer's house right now trying to get to work.
Gotcha.
I'm doing a handicap shower for a disabled veteran.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice. Somebody that needs your work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There it goes. All right. So I'm sending you another email. It starts with Local Splash, CIE, and that's a calendar appointment. When you see that one come in, if you could just open it up, there'll be a yes, no, maybe option. If you just hit the yes, that'll confirm it. And I'm going to put that, I've got to put it in another spot too. We do have a lot of redundancies. There's a reason for it, you know, making sure that we get everything right. So we've got to double and triple check things. So I put things
Absolutely.
In several places.
Okay.
Come back here. There we go. Beautiful. And then let me know if that email doesn't come through too. All right.
Give me one sec.
You bet. It should come from Dale at relevantads.com. And it should start with Local Splash CIE in the subject.
Local Splash CIE engine?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Glad it made it. And of course, English. Alright, so services, I'm going to say handyman, remodel, bath remod. Kitchen remod, handicap, how do I say that, handicap, you know what, I'm going to say it all along, I'm going to say handicap ramp.
You can actually put in there handicap specialist because I have a very keen, most contractors have never been in a wheelchair, I know what works and doesn't work. For wheelchairs.
Gotcha.
Because
gotcha.
I was in one for 4 years.
Perfect. Okay. Our handicap specialist. That's perfect. And then roofing. Lawn care you do too? Yeah. Wow.
What's that?
You do lawn care too?
Yep.
All right. Fences, welding, painting. There we go. Doors and floors. Perfect.
I hate windows, but I do windows too. Unless it's around brick and mortar. Then I kind of stay away from it because I've never done it, but I actually do have a contractor who's taking me under his wing and teaching me that aspect of it.
That's awesome.
He's an insurance adjuster as well.
Ah, very nice. Very nice.
And
you
I've actually had three more contractors see my work, and they're retiring, so they're like, dude, we're turning over all our business to you. So that's why I got so big, so quick. And I didn't want to get this big.
Well, you know, I guess it's your calling. I mean, what are you going to do about it? You're needed. Definitely.
Oh, you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh.
Okay.
I'm actually a licensed minister as well.
Are you really? I was about to say it must be God's calling, but I didn't know if you would, you know, some people would have had a fit if I'd have said that,
no,
so
I
didn't say it.
I am a Messianic Jew. I'm a Jew that believes in Jesus.
Ah, wow. That's even more a pleasure to talk to you. That's wonderful.
And go ahead.
Oh, we go to,
you go to what?
It's called a cowboy church. It's a non-denominational.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just hard. We grew up country. My husband grew up country. I grew up country. They're just our people. We do a lot of rodeo and ranch hand events for the kids. So they,
mm-hmm.
Our church has got a big, a big property.
If you've ever been to Cody, Wyoming.
It's been a long time.
Have you ever been to Cody, Wyoming and rode the mechanical bull up there?
I know.
That was me and one of my former business partners.
We
had the contract up there for... No, we had the contract for the mechanical bull up there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And no, I'm an adrenaline junkie, but I don't think I'd ever ride a mechanical bull.
You mean you wouldn't jump out of airplanes?
Oh, no, I have. I've done that. Yes, absolutely. And that's, for me, that's like if that was a roller coaster and it didn't cost money, you could pay once, I'd be right back in line to hopping right back on again. I just did it a year ago.
I jump out of airplanes all day long. I will not ride roller coasters.
Oh,
I will not ride roller coasters.
Too funny.
Nope.
Too funny. Hey, so Chris, I got to ask you a question. So,
yes, ma'am.
There's two optional things. They're included, but they're up to you. So we can do call and click tracking on the website that we'll set up. So in other words, you'll be able to log in and see how many calls and clicks you're getting, where searches were performed. Do you want that on there?
Yes, sure.
Perfect. All right. And I'm going to send you another link. Don't need to do anything with it now, so don't fret. But I want it.
Okay.
Over to ya. There we go. And I'm going to put a big old yes checkbox in there. And then the other one, we just rolled out, I guess it's probably been 3 weeks now, the way time flies. It's called our Splash app. It's an app you can download from the Play Store. And you can use it to send and receive calls through the app without your customers or anyone else knowing what your cell phone number is. Again, it's optional, but it is included, so up to you if you want it.
I'm not really worried about that. I mean, I don't have anything to hide, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Sometimes simpler is better. What was that?
Yeah, that click and call. I think that's plenty enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I'm in an area where I don't have good internet or whatever. And basically I'm running this business off of two cell phones.
Right. Well, and you know, there is nothing wrong with that. I mean, I can't think of anybody recently that I've talked to. So we specialize in working with people that are in construction, which is why this is kind of like a perfect fit, because I could still kind of work in construction and help people like you. I haven't talked to anybody recently who doesn't use their cell phone for business. It's easier. You know, you don't have to have a secretary. Yeah. You don't have to pay somebody in the office. So, yeah, you bet.
Well, I would love to have a secretary, and I would love to pay somebody in the office right now, but unfortunately, people are slow at paying right now.
So we've
just kind of been just eking by. I mean, right now I've got close to $600,000 that people owe me right now.
Wow.
I'm having to put a mechanic's lien or a contractor's lien on the place, and I hate doing that, but, you know.
Well, hey, you got to do what you got to do, though. You know, if they get the service, then you need to get paid. I mean, we had to do that, too. It's just part of doing business, unfortunately. There are some scoundrels out there want stuff for free.
You know, as far as business goes, people that don't have a lot of money, I don't really have a problem getting money from them. It's the people that are well-to-do. That's the ones I have the most problem with.
100%. Isn't that weird? You wouldn't think so.
They'll spend thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on a Maserati, but a $100,000 remodel. They're like, I'm just not going to pay you today. And you're like,
Or they're the ones that pick it apart and tell you how many things, you know, oh, well, this isn't right. Or
Let me tell you what I've actually done to one woman. I'm OCD with my work, as you can very well see.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, why are you doing it like this? Shouldn't you be doing it like this? Shouldn't you be doing it like this? And I handed her my tape. I handed her my tape measure, my pencil. I said, well, ma'am, if you know how to do it, here. She said, I don't know how to do it. I said, then please let me do my job.
Good for you.
Well, I never.
I bet there's a reason
why you called me, because I have the expertise to do what you want done to bring your dream to reality. And that's what I love. The more information that I can get from a customer, the better. If they give me a vague, I'm sitting there, I'm hounding them and hounding them. Okay, do you like this? Do you like this? No, well, I like this. So I'm sitting there jotting notes. And then when I get done with it, they walk out and they're like, this is exactly what I was dreaming of.
Imagine that. Look how that works.
My goal.
Yes, absolutely. Very nice. All right, Chris, I'm to the billing. So you said the company name is not on the credit card. It'll just be your name. Was that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And then the number attached to the card, is that the 769-717-1227?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, 121 Adolph Parker Road, Poplarville, Miss, 39470. And are you using Master, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It's got two little circles on it. What is that, Master?
Yes, I think so.
Yep, Master.
All right,
yep.
Perfect. I'm ready for those. Okay, I'm ready.
It is 5538-1100.
Go ahead.
0960-0914.
Got it. Perfect. And then expiration, please.
0723.
7 of 23. And then what's that code on the back, hon?
630.
Perfect. Let me update that. And then I'll send that through. All right. So I'm going to send that through. So that'll be for $398. And then in just a couple minutes, oh, what did it do? Exceeds approval amount limit.
Wow.
So it,
all right.
Let's try again.
I have a $2,000 limit on my card right now.
Huh.
And I just had to get $600 of fuel, and I had to buy some things.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Do you want to switch to a different card? We can do that, too.
I just paid this credit card here off, so I don't know if it's hit today or not.
Let's give her a whirl. And we can. You can always change your card on file later, too.
Okay. This is a Visa.
All right. We wipe out the master. Okay. Whoops. I'm ready.
And it is 4037660070873070.
You read that off so nicely. And then what's the expiration on that one?
The expiration is 1225.
1225. All right, and the code on the back?
625.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me update that, and then we'll give that one a whirl and see what happens. See if it wants to dance. Huh. Insufficient funds on that one, hon. I got an idea. Yeah. Do you have a different one? Or if you want to use that other phone and call one of the two companies and see if they'll give them permission to... How do you do that? Tell them you're sending... Oh, shoot. So it is a bank card. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You don't happen to have another one kicking around in there, do you?
No, ma'am, I sure don't.
Okay, let me look at something here.
I mean, if you run that other card tomorrow, yeah, it'll definitely go through.
Okay. I'm asking my supervisor, see what we can do. That was the master that you'd want to run through tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Give him a minute to...
Can... What?
Can you hold on the screws and I think the leather's already in there so I can throw out those walls so it'll be square.
How you doing today? Still tired?
Okay. Chris, we can run that master tomorrow, but I'm going to have you read me the digits again because I wiped it all out when we put in the Visa. So I'm ready again when you are.
All right. It is 5538110009600914.
Thank you. One extra digit. There we go. 0914. And that was July
23. 0723.
Hey, I remembered it. And your code in the back again, that I don't remember.
630.
All right, perfect. Okay, so that updated. All right, so tomorrow then you're going to get an email. It'll say local splash initial invoice. When you get that one, down at the bottom, is going to be a button for accept. It'll take you to a screen. It'll ask you to type your name in as it appears. That'll be your digital signature to the terms I'm going to read off to you here in just a minute. And then it'll take you to the login screen. Don't worry about the login screen. It just means you're in the right place. They'll give you that login on Monday when you do your onboarding. But we will go ahead and do the verification. So we'll do a voice verification. This is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. And it is recorded, and it gets attached to your account. So it is an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay, it is Locks Handyman Services.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Christopher Locke. I am the VP.
Awesome. Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and texts coming from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
What's that mean?
So if you decide to set up TikTok for your business, for example, just let us know so we can make sure it all ties in. It doesn't mean you can't do other things online, just to let us know so we can make sure it doesn't affect your ranking.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on tomorrow's date, May 21st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398. Monthly going forward, your rate is a flat $299, which is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring place payment that will take place again on the 21st of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue at any time for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to the billing date after July 21st. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you. And then just a reminder to make that onboarding call Monday. If you can't make it, just professional courtesy, let us know. We can always reschedule it. Any other questions for me for now, Chris?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, actually, I do have one. If you ever get to Mississippi, seriously, look me up.
I will.
You and your
Absolutely.
Husband come have a steak.
Absolutely, I will.
I have a steak recipe that I have worked on for 8 years, and I actually have a 5-star restaurant wanting to buy the ingredients.
Wow. I'm in. Well, and I
you like you like Texas Roadhouse steaks?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
But
my Texas Roadhouse, or my steaks is like, makes Texas Roadhouse steaks taste like Waffle House steaks.
Ooh, wow. I'm in. Definitely in. Well, and I want to get back over that way anyway. I need to go to Lambert's and Sykeston, and I got to get to Mississippi again, and I got to get to New Orleans again. It's just been too long since I've been in the South, and I love the South. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about it. I will. I definitely will. All right, Chris. Well, you enjoy your weekend, and I appreciate your business and your trust. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. You bet. It was a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you.
Same here. Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.